The show you are about to listen to is intended for mature audience only. There will be things said that may not be appropriate for younger audience and may offend you. We at Whatever Talk would like to apologize in advance, but really, get over it.
We talking about whatever, whatever that's on your mind. Speak your mind, don't be shy, this is your time to shine.
What up, dope people? Welcome to Whatever Talk, the show where we talk about whatever we seem to be talking about at the time. I'm your host, Donnie, and guess we back for the second time. Well, it's more like 21 times, but that long break we had, so I guess I can use that for that long break we had, right? No.
No, you just named it 21.
Okay, well, we back for the 21st time.
Keep it rolling.
Keep it rolling. Hey, let me introduce my homie, T. Dot Cliff.
Hey, Dre, I got something to say.
Say it.
Oh, NWA.
Oh, that's all.
Can't wait for that movie.
Oh, I can't wait too, man. As speaking on that, please go back and listen to episode
WTWA,
which is Whatever Talk with Attitude. That episode is funny. It's hilarious. T. Dot Cliff wasn't with us. Kind of sad, but we talked about some stuff referencing NWA, and it was pretty cool. It was pretty nice. I like it. One of my favorite shows. If we got another Mike, we had Dr. Dobson last week, which his name was Mike, also my nephew. Now I got my cousin Mike. What up, though, cuz?
It's good, it's good.
What's up, Mike? Oh, yeah, name Papa.
It stands for All Kings.
For real?
Well, no, I just made that up.
But, oh, okay. Well, if you want to be a king, you can be a king, man. You just don't go around the neighborhood talking about you a king.
You start running the T.I. Yeah.
Well, you can't because he's the king of the South, like, and you
I'm
up north.
King. I'm the real king.
You up north, so he don't run the north.
That's true.
Tip up out of here. But yeah, people, we got us a real good show today, and I had to bring my cousin Mike on because we was talking yesterday, and I didn't know he was kind of deep. You know, he's more mature than I thought he was, even though he constantly stay in trouble, man, like with the law and everything. But no,
that's not true.
Nah, it ain't true. It ain't true. It ain't true. Is it? Well, you got a lot of baby mamas though.
Why not? But, government name.
Nah, that ain't true either. Not a lot of baby mamas. But no, we were talking about some deep stuff. And it's kind of related to some of the things that we're going to talk about today. I'm going to start off with some serious stuff today. I'm going to leave the crazy stuff to the end because we might get a little too deep and I might want to end on some happiness. Or we can try something different this time. And I remember last week you said you wanted to give some talk on Bobby Christina T.
That's
so
right.
Speak on it real quick.
Oh, I'm just concerned about, what was going on about between her and her boyfriend, you know, some stuff, you know, what they say and what was going on with that. Because the autopsy say one thing, then they say the autopsy say something else. But like I said, my heart goes out to her and her family for real because it got to be hard for her, especially for the last year she had since her mother passed away. So. You know, it was just something on my mind, you know, think about.
You got something to say real quick on the Bobby Chris?
Nah, I didn't really get too deep into it either, but I did hear, at the beginning of the story was that it was, like, some drugs dealer there.
Yeah.
Like, that found her in the tub and all that stuff, but I didn't really pay too much attention to it.
Yeah, and honestly... You know, that's one reason, that's kind of like the main reason why I didn't bother to follow the story, because I really didn't care to follow nobody who, you know, who's on that stuff, because eventually you will end up in the situation that the family's in now, you know, you passing away, and people want to blame this and blame that, but my condolences goes out to her, to the fam, to the Browns and the Houstons.
The
Browns and the Houstons. All right, let's keep this moving with some things on Facebook that have got me baffled. I didn't go to Facebook because I don't really stroll Facebook like other people do wasting their life just strolling up and down the page. I just happened to hear about it on the radio, and it was a Facebook post. Now, black women are a disgrace to the black culture. Now, before I get some comments from you two guys, I just want to say, people listening to the show, people in the planet Earth, period. You guys got to stop getting so offended when people say things like this. When people say things like this, black people are a disgrace. Women are a disgrace. Men do certain things that women don't do. Now, when you hear that, just know that we're speaking in general. We're not mm-hmm. speaking about you in particular, mm-hmm. but if you choose that if you feel that you fall in that category, then yes, we're talking about you. So, people, again, it's just black women in general, because we can't just single out just you, because I don't really know you. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So, again,
was
people.
Was it a black woman that said that?
I can't remember. It was just a post. I can't remember. It was on the radio, and they were talking about this on the radio, and I thought it was something to talk about myself, because black women are a disgrace.
No, I can't agree with that.
But hold on. I got something else. You know, again, people, we're just speaking in general. We're not singling out any black women. Unless
you're not singling out.
Yeah, I'm not singling out any black women in general, unless you are the one that got offended, then I'm talking about you. Also, I wouldn't say black women are a disgrace to black culture. I would say black niggas are a disgrace to black culture. And I use that term, nigga, in speaking of everybody in general, because like I said in like 3-4 episodes ago, niggas does not pertain to black people. Niggas in general, in my opinion, when I hear nigga, I don't see black. When I hear nigga, I see
ignorance.
I see ignorance, yes. And ignorance goes for black, white, Indian, Mexicanas. Some of you Mexicans get offended by the word Mexicana. Yeah, but anyway, that's what I see. So black people, I mean, niggas is not just black people. It's just ignorance. And it wasn't used. And yes, in today's society, in the society period, niggas is you to describe black people, but it's not black people.
It's however you want to take it.
Yeah, it was a derogatory term used towards black people, not to describe them.
This is a new day and age. However you want to take that.
All right, but
anybody can be a nigga.
Yeah, but okay, getting off the nigga though. But that's what I feel, that they are the reason behind black culture being disgraced upon. Now, this black females, what do you guys feel about this? Let's flip it up. Let's go with the guests first this time.
As far as the women,
black women are a disgrace to black culture.
I mean, I don't agree with that. I think the younger black group is somewhat of a disgrace, but not. I mean, but I just feel like they just got some maturity and some growing mm-hmm. up to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They getting looked at bad because they doing things on Facebook, Instagram, social media. Mm-hmm. They doing things to disgrace themselves. That's so and it's giving them it's giving black women a bad look, and I think that they just need to grow up.
Guidance, right?
And that's coming from a 24-year-old. You are 24, right?
Yeah,
I'm 24. Okay. That's coming from a guy in his 20s, a black guy in his 20s, mid-20s. Set the game up, black women. T-Dot, what you got to say about this?
Like I said, I agree with that. And also that you have to look at it like, now, they're doing that because they want to do it. They want to put that on there. But and once again, black people always look, we always look up down upon. We're always out in the spotlight, no matter what. Black people first, look what they doing, look what they doing, when it's something ignorant. And then you have to think again that every race has their ignorant people. Mm-hmm. White got their ignorant people, black got theirs, Mexican got theirs, or however you want to call. Everybody got ignorant and everybody got good. Everybody got a little bit of everything. So we just looked up on most. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's why
black people we're always in the spotlight. When something bad happened, black people, but everybody, you got ignorant white people, good white people. Like I said, that's what I'm trying to teach my daughter now. Don't just look at white people as just bad people. You got bad people, bad white people, and you got good white people.
Yeah, but white people are evil, though.
Whatever it is, we get looked up on more. Now, I'm not going to comment on it. I'll leave you if I want to. I'm not going to comment on it, but that's in that. Like I said, you go over there in Africa, you go over there in Sweden or wherever you want to go. You got good and bad in each. So that's how I would lead that. So with the black thing about the black women, I don't fully agree with that. I don't agree with it at all. It's in every
race. Yeah, and you're right. You'd be a fool to agree with it. But once again, don't look at it as black women. Just look at it as speaking in general again, because that's the main thing that people get so mad about, because they don't look at it as the person that's speaking in general. Because once you they might hear it as the person speaking in general, but once the statement has been done, once it's at the end of the statement, only thing they heard is you call me a disgrace to black women. No, you had to look at it.
People should choose the way they say things.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? And she probably didn't mean it in that way, but then
she probably ran across enough people.
So
that's why I'm surprised why she said, because she ran across enough to say that. But sometimes people do that.
But yeah, but that's why you have to. That's why we speak in general, because you run if. Okay, you come across 20 black females, back to back, and if 17 of them if 17 of them is a disgrace of what they are, then you said, dang, black women are a disgrace to black culture, because
you only speak what you know.
But you seen the majority of out of the 20 disgracing black culture. So you just, again, you speaking in general. I ain't about to name 17 separate names, singling out those 17 people, because that's a lot of names to single out. You know what I'm saying? So again, you have to, when you hear the statement, don't hear it as the person that's talking to you. You got to hear it as the person that's speaking in general. Now, again, yes, I don't agree that black women is a disgrace to black culture. Like I said before in the early statement, I believe niggas are a disgrace to black culture. Black niggas is a disgrace to black culture.
Yeah. Like I said, and then you look at the fathers. There's a lot of black males who don't take care of their kids. So that can be a disgrace to the black race too.
And that is because you want to know, and that's why you hear, that's why we got the stereotype of black men running out on their families, because it's so many black men that run out on their families. Then that's when you get the whole point. I mean, that's when you get the statement, black men don't never take care of their kids.
But let me back that up, because I got to give a little credit to the white race too, because they crazy. They're around here blowing up and shooting up people, so they can be a disgrace to the white race.
But
the ones who's doing that.
Yeah, and,
like I said, there's a good and there's bad in every race.
But that's what I'm trying to get to the listeners. I don't want them to listen to, you know, my show looking at, oh, I'm a sexist and all this and this and that. Like I said before, it's all for show, even though I do feel like this a lot of the times. Like, again, stop. I'm just trying to get to the point of people, because there was a lot of people getting mad calling on the radio, like, because this one lady called in and was like, man, I was offended when he said that joke. I'm like, well, when I hear people getting offended, I hear the people who are getting offended are the ones that's actually acting like this. Because why are you getting so offended? Because he don't know you. So why are you getting so offended that this person is talking about black women in this way. Because, again, that person... Again, if I were to say something about black men running out on their families, and I just say Mike just so happened to be one of those black men, and I just say I don't even know Mike at all, but for Mike to take so offense to that, call me up on whatever talk about, man, why are you talking about black men like that? I ain't never did it to my family. I ain't blah, blah, blah. Hey. But hold on. I feel that the person who get offended is actually the person that's doing this, because of why else would you take so defense to what I'm saying? Because, again, I don't know you, Mike. I just seen 17 out of the 20 black men do this. So, again, I'm just saying black men run out on their family. I'm just speaking in general, not the guys who are not actually doing this. So don't take so offense to this. Just listen to the statement. Wait till I get to the period of my statement so you can hear it in me speaking in general, okay? Not me singling out Mike, because again, I don't know Mike. So I can't just single out Mike.
I think some people would take offense to it, because if I was actually taking care of my family and you was to say something like that, I would probably get offended and be like, bro, how you gonna bring down the black males that's not taking care of their family when I'm actually him? You know what I'm saying? You bringing them down, you making everybody look bad by saying it in that way that you saying it.
I'm glad you came at me with that. And you're absolutely right. In the same universe of me speaking in general, yes, I am bringing down everybody. But at the same time, I feel like, just take my 20 out of 17 statement into play. You know, just, yeah, you're right, man. You are doing what you're supposed to do. So my general statement doesn't apply to you. My general statement doesn't apply to you. I'm just, again, my friend, I'm only speaking on the guys or the women or the blacks or the whites or the Asians that are doing this.
Yeah, but everybody not gonna take it that way.
And you're right, because and you're absolutely right, because people are lunatics. People of planet Earth are
I defend other people.
You know,
they might hear that, but they know somebody out there who's, you know, doing what they're supposed to, so they might stick up for them.
Well, you're right, and you know, and I'm one of the guys. I'm taking care of mine, and it's hard as heck, but I'm taking care of mine. I got two kids, and I'm with their moms. Their moms. I'm with their mom, their mother, not the plural version of that. Oh, man. That was funny.
I just avoided by not having a...
And yes, do that. I'm preaching to you. I'm preaching to you. Do that. But yeah, I'm doing that, and I'm not taking offense to that, because when I hear things like this, anytime I hear a certain race or a certain gender is doing something to that certain culture or generation, I never take offense to that, because I always hear it in general. I always hear it in general. It's like we talk about our kids nowadays. Our kids nowadays are dumb as heck. And I'm saying that. Our kids nowadays, the generation of kids now is dumb as heck. They out here doing the dumbest things I've ever...
Enough for retirement, so we in trouble.
They out here doing the dumbest things I have ever heard of. But, again, I'm only speaking in general. I'm not speaking to the mites out here. Hey, I'm not speaking to...
I can't agree with you.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I'm around some decent people that's not doing the dumb...
That's what I'm saying. Just hear me in general. That's all I'm trying to get through your head, and that's all I'm trying to get through your head, and that's all I'm trying to get through the listener's head. Just stop taking the planet Earth, people of Earth, is so sensitive. That's what we got to stop doing. The earth need to just stop being so freaking sensitive. Stop being so sensitive. And that's why you're taking so much offense to this, because you are sensitive over people who ain't even talking about you.
Got people like that. The world's of different colors.
But I mean,
different feelings, different emotions. I mean, that's something you just never gonna stop.
Yeah, yeah. And Mike, you're right.
And I'm not gonna go blue in the face trying to get my point across. I'm going to say what I got to say, and that's just it. You take it or you don't.
Yeah,
and I got things to do, tell you the truth.
Yeah, and T, you're right. Mike, you're right. And I'm right. And yes, we're all, this is all opinion, all of our opinions. And I guess you could say all three of us is right and wrong at the same time. Because
take
like,
it or leave it.
Yeah, you got to take it or leave it. Now, Trife Women, another Facebook post, this chick asked the guy to pay for the babysitter on the first date. 411-3. Before I hear y'all statement again, because I be making bullet points on this while I be coming up with this for the week. So I got to get my ass out there first a lot of the times. So before I get to you guys' statement, that's trife as heck. That's trife as heck. First of all, I have no problem paying the babysitter. I don't.
Me neither.
Only if we've been an item for a set period of time, because your baby is not my responsibility. But
that's true.
But later on, as we become more serious and become more of an item, I would take upon and share your responsibilities, because you are now my lady and we are more serious. So I would take it upon and help you out with your responsibilities as if it was my responsibilities also. And yes, I will pay the babysitter, but on the first date, I don't know you, nor do I know that kid. So I'm not about to pay the babysitter anything. It's up to you to come up with the means of making sure your child is hooked up with somebody safe before you go out and take it upon yourself and have a good time. T, I'm going to go to you first, because you got a kid. What's your statement on that?
I don't have a problem doing that on the first date if you need help. I don't mind helping you out. I mean, I don't really find it's not a loss to me, because you're talking about a couple hundred. No, I'm not doing that. But you're talking about, you know, $50. So I don't mind doing it. I don't really feel that as a loss. And secondly, if I really like you and I want to spend time with you, I don't mind. I don't see a problem with doing that.
Good one. I like that too. Yeah. I would like to add to that. You know, if you would have came at me at a more respectable way, yeah, you're right. Because I'm a cool dude. I don't mind paying the babysitter, like I said.
Hey, take care of this.
But no.
Like that.
Yeah, she waited to the end of the day. End of the day to spring this on me.
Yeah, you didn't.
I'm like,
that.
See, now that, I'm going
to
see.
I probably might still do it just to be a nice person.
Nah.
I probably won't see you no more.
I'm
looking at it like you need some help. Okay.
No, I wouldn't see that. I, you know what? I can't say that now. I would have to say, I would have to wait in, well, I can't wait because it's the end of the day. The day has already happened. It depends on
how the date
went. Look, like I said, I'm a cool dude. You know, all you gotta do is just ask, and if I got it, I don't mind helping you out. But if the date went terrible and you go come at me, oh yeah, well, you gotta pay the babysitter too.
I mean, you can look at that either way. Like, I would look at it like, okay, because then again, your blessing is in the end. It's about what you do to people, not what people do to you. Might pay that babysitter, then she might look so fine that she might end up dating you. So, like I said, I can go either way.
I might do that.
If she looked that good, I'll pay her, and I'm going to talk to her.
Mike, what you got to say?
That's kind of a hard one for me, because I honestly avoid dating women with kids because I don't have any. not saying I won't. I just avoid doing it because
that's a good idea.
I don't have kids, so I'm not going to date someone with kids.
I feel you.
And I still don't want to date a girl with kids.
And I feel you.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, I would probably get mad if you asked me because, like I said, I'm a nice guy, and I would pay the babysitter if I offering You know what I'm saying? Don't ask me. I'm going to offer it. If you, like, telling me, like, man, I ain't got a babysitter, and I like you so much that I want to go on a date with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Well, maybe I will. You know what I'm saying? But maybe I will. I don't know, though. I really have to like you because, I avoid dating women with kids in the first place. So.
I'll feel you, man, and continue to down that route. And women with kids, I ain't saying you bad, but the kids are.
I mean, it's just a lot of luggage, then, especially if they have a little girl. You really got to be careful.
Yeah. Plus, you're doing the right thing also. I feel like...
I'm going to say this. Not just if you got a little girl, if you got a little boy too, because if something wrong with you and you like little boys, then maybe you should
try to say if you're a Mike Jack. Mm. Nah.
I
want to give advice to Mike. The chicks with the kids, not necessarily a bad thing, but I commend you for saying that. But yeah.
They need love too.
Yeah, but that's a different type of responsibility that you don't want quite yet.
A real woman wouldn't put that on
you. Yeah, you don't want that quite yet. And plus, I'm quite mostly.
Like, I can't go out with you tonight because I can't pay the babysitter. And no, you know, I pay for them. Oh, that's you don't a real woman. Nah,
I but you know, I've heard people actually doing that though. Like the guy paid the babysitter to go out on a date with.
I don't think nothing wrong with it.
His agendas for that night is that, totally different than what exactly. me, all three agendas so are.
But, I'm just saying that's his business. You know
yeah, that's
saying?
His business,
if you
bro.
Want to do that, then you do that. I ain't got nothing against it. I'm just saying, like, for me, don't ask me, because, like, I'm
not that guy.
Yeah, don't ask.
I ain't the one.
I'm just paying off this money to spend this meal.
That wasn't in our budget for the night.
Exactly. But, I'm trying to get over hump one.
We all know, for the guys who just coming off rip paying the babysitter, his agendas for that night has been altered to exactly. what we think, what we know
yeah,
possibly.
I pay the babysitter.
When
you're yeah.
popping dressing.
I pay the babysitter. Like, you yeah, got to watch him all night.
See, don't have that mindset, man. Don't have that mindset. And I'm not saying the guys who with the altered agenda, that's a good thing, because it's not. Don't have that mindset, Mike. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
Even the money that you got to pay a babysitter.
Okay, let's go to how trife is this then? Because another Facebook post is this chick on a date with this guy, and I believe also towards the end of the night, she sprung it on him. Oh yeah, do you mind buying my kids something to eat? Another bullet point that I made before I get to you guys. I say that's trifling as heck. I say that's more trifling than the babysitter incident because of the fact of the matter that you know dang on well you're supposed to have your kids set. Again, like the babysitter incident.
You trying to go out and
yeah, you got the babysitter, and then you know what? I'm not even gonna say you got a babysitter, because if your kids at home hungry, you probably had the babysitter, and you probably got your little niece who ain't nothing, who can barely watch herself, watching the kids, staying at home with the kids until you get back. You at home, you out having a nice time, ain't got a full stomach, and your kids at home hungry. Your kids at home hungry. No, but still, now, come on. T, again, I'm going to take it over to you because you got the kid. Come on. You got to agree with me. Now, that's trife.
No, I'm going to have to say, look, number one, that is trife. That's very trifling. I'm not about to. Why would you go have a good time when your kid's at home starving? Now, if she was to ask me, yeah, I would feed them because they got to eat. That's just it to it. I'm not going to let a kid starve. I couldn't stand when I was little. I can't watch another kid go through that. But that is trifling.
Yes, it is. And yes, if you used to ask me the beginning of the day, end of the day, no matter. Yeah, the beginning of the day, end of the day, no matter how the date went, if it was a bad day, if you was to spring that on me being who I am, I would be mad as heck at the fact at you because right. you out here.
I'd tell you off too.
Oh, yeah, I would tell you off. I'm mad at it. I want
to get them something to eat.
Yeah.
And like belong.
Yeah, I will most definitely hook them up with something to eat because that's the kind of type of guy I am. I'm cool like that. Because I don't want the kids to be hungry. But I'm telling you off, and that's the last time we going out. And also, I might down you out to the peoples. Because that is jacked up. You out here having a good
you
time.
You know how many soup kittens around the corner? And
I know I'm not the only time. I know this is not the only time you didn't did this. Because
matter of fact, your money on your meal is going towards them.
You will be paying me back. Man, look, what you got to say about that, Mike?
These women, bro, they taking L's, dog. Like for real. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, me being the person I am, like, I couldn't not feed the kid.
Yeah.
But, I would be very, like, mad at that woman for even not feeding her kid.
Not
she out eating.
Yeah, not asking me, but by you not feeding them.
Yeah, so I don't know, that's a big L. I probably wouldn't even see her again.
Oh, she's definitely done.
But this is where this goes. All this goes back to women being a disgrace. You know what I'm saying? And I said women. I ain't say black women. I was saying women.
Women.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know if they was white or black or whatever race they
were. That last one was she black.
But
no, I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why people say that. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly why.
I know.
Those are things like that. Like you and you not feeding your own kids. That's terrible.
Yes.
But you eating.
Yes. Now, these two women right here, not a disgrace to black culture, but most definitely a disgrace to women. These two, I wish I had the names. I wish I had the names because I will put the names out there so people could be like, yeah, I know them. Guys, stay away from these because they trifling as heck.
Yeah,
but
taking L's. I wouldn't even be dating these type of women, though. I'll probably see that before I even go on a date with them.
Yeah.
Because they you could tell from the start.
Trifling ones are
the best. Yeah, you could tell if a woman trifling from the start.
The trifling ones are the best.
Man. Look, I don't care about that. I don't care about the bad ones, the trifling ones, the church ones, or the nasty ones and all that jazz. I don't care about that. If you're wrong, you're wrong. This is straight wrong. Now, I want to end on some good stuff because we are reaching that climax of the show. Leave out on some crazy stuff. Now, this chick, I got to say chick because women are crazy. And I'm not speaking in general. This chick claimed she owned the sun and she's trying to sell it on eBay. Well, she's trying to sell space or pieces of it on eBay. Now, it's some deep stuff that goes into this. I don't want to get on the deep stuff. Oh, I'm not going to get too into the deep stuff. But, yeah. I'm paraphrasing the article. The chick is mad at eBay and suing eBay because she claims she owns the sun and she was selling space and pieces of it on eBay. And eBay declined her. eBay took it down. That's why she's suing her. This is why eBay took it down. eBay took it down because of the intangible goods clause, meaning that you have to have a tangible item. Meaning tangible means touch,
right.
You know, it's physical to sell anything. I'm quite sure it was more to it because it being the sun, you know, not just a tangible good
that's
clause.
Not something somebody owned.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm quite sure it's more to it than just a tangible goods clause in their contracts, but. It's the sun, period. You know, you can't. I'm quite sure it's the sun, period. You can't just sell the sun.
No, but like on some real 100, I have heard that people have bought stars.
Oh yeah, I'm going to get into that. You know, that's why people jack.
The sun is a star, so.
But the sun is the most important star of them all, because without the sun, there is no more you, nor is it no more universe. But now this is what she's saying. She's suing eBay because eBay took it down because of the tangible goods clause, meaning that you have to have something tangible to even sell it, and it has to be really owned by you to sell it, and the whole fact that it's this freaking son. Also, she claimed that she already had over 1,000 euros. I don't know how much that is in American, but over 1,000 euros already purchased from people who bought pieces of the sun. Now,
how do you buy pieces of the sun, though?
I don't know how much she was selling to the people or how much she was selling it for. But yeah, that's some craziness anyway. Like, you claim you own the sun. Honestly,
what you gonna do with the sun?
What you gonna do with the sun? And she ain't the first one, because back in the 1980s, this guy claims he owned the moon. It wasn't no thing about him selling it, but yeah, claims he owned the moon. Also, some time ago, another person claimed they owned the sun, and they got non-legal papers on it.
That's like somebody just saying they own Earth. Like, you can't say you own Earth.
Yeah, yeah. And it's actually a treaty that they put out in 1967 called the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, which states the fact that no nation may claim ownership of celestial resources. Meaning that I can't claim a planet, I can't claim a star, I can't claim anything in outer space. But, yeah.
Yeah. Science can buy planets? Why not, fucker?
If the Saiyans can buy planets? Oh, man, yeah, that was big business for Frieza, though. That was big business for Frieza.
Conquering by planets, why not?
Yeah, and some of you Dragon Ball Z fans probably don't know that was Goku's job. He was sent to Earth to prepare it for ownership.
Just like with Superman.
Yeah, that was some rewriting parts of Superman, though. Mm. Yeah, but in the original, he was sent to Earth because his planet was blown up and was on the verge of blowing up on the Superman tip. And then the rewrites of the story later on claims that, well, it was some deep, dark stuff to him being on Earth and all that stuff. He's supposed to be the god of the Earth and all that stuff later on. But the original story of Dragon Ball Z and Ball and GT, no, not GT, we don't claim GT. But yeah, that's Goku's mission.
Look, man, I don't hate GT. I just don't like it.
Man, I hate GT. And the guy who created Ball and Z don't even claim ownership. Don't even claim
he
GT.
Really don't, though.
Yeah, he don't even claim GT himself. No. Even though he didn't do, he had no parts of GT, but he still don't claim it. Like, nah, this ain't no spinoff of Majin. No. GT.
Feelings.
GT freaking sucked.
Apologize, you hurt his feelings.
But again, you GT, Dragon Ball fans, there is a new one that's out, only in, you know, overseas and
in Japan.
We don't have it in America yet, which I'm kind of sad. I feel that they
should not ready for it.
I feel that we should have got it simultaneously as the Japan fan base and American fan base, because it's already a superb hit in America.
But Japan always. They always do that. They always do release everything in their country first and then send it to America. America, the only people that share it with the whole world at the same time.
They say we got sushi over here and we still ain't ready for it.
Well, I'll never be ready for sushi. But let's close this out. Let's close this out, people. Thank you for listening to Whatever Talk. And I want to know. We want to know your state and comments. Are black women a disgrace to black culture? I don't think so.
I don't care how ignorant you is, I still love you.
These women trifling for asking the guy to pay for the babysitter, and is they trifling for asking them to buy their food? I say yes. T say yes. Mike say yes. We want to know, what do you say? Is Bobby Christina, was she a druggie? I don't know, but I ain't gonna get. I don't want to say nothing too harsh about that, other than she was on that stuff.
Bobby Brown to come after you for real.
Well, he'll
find you.
You're right. I don't want Bobby. You know his jaw got a mind of his own. You know. What would you do with the power of the sun? Would you sell it or would you harvest it?
I ain't like, touching that yet.
Like Doc Ock.
That don't even make sense
to me. I'm not touching that.
People, we want to hear all this stuff. We on Podomatic.com. You know, go there, listen to us. We on iTunes. Go there, listen to us. We on SoundCloud. Go there and listen to us. I will say again, not every episode is on SoundCloud, but for now, all of them are on iTunes and Podomatic. Sorry, write us an email on whatevertalkshow@gmail.com. No, we'll bring you on to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Bring you on to, if you want to be a spectator, we'll still bring you on. That's how cool he is. You want to spectate the show? Hey, come on. Write us, let us know. You got any shout outs, T?
I just want to shout out to my family and listeners and the support. People, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Mike, you got any shout outs for the peoples?
Man, shout out to y'all, man. I like this show. I like what y'all doing with
it. That's what's up. Shout out to you, too.
Thank you, man. I love you. I love
second
you.
Second, Mike.
I love you for that. I didn't love you before, but I love you now. Now, I want to give a shout out to the fam, to the listeners. I want to give a shout out to specifically my actual blood fam, Cuz Mike here. You know, he came on the show, gave us some love. He listened to the show. He liked the show. And just another specifically to T. Dot Cliff, because he my mans and all. He stuck there with me, even when I told him, get out of my face. I never want to see you again. Like, cool with me. I can't see you anyway. Well, I love this guy. I love this guy. And
I love this show.
If it ain't nothing else to talk about, whatever.
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 Some more enthusiasm with that, man.
Whatever.
If you would have made it this far, but then you made it to the end of the show, you can stay posted, but we gotta go. But wait a minute, leave a comment, tell us what you think about it, come again, tell a friend, tell whoever listening. Whatever talk.